On this week's episode of The Bottom Line, a ship gets stuck, a guy rows across the Atlantic, and I punch through some waves.
And this is The Bottom Line.
Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome!
Welcome back.
We're going a little crazy on Charter.
We're on Miami.
Georgia, let's start over. Hey, everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome.
Welcome back another week.
We love you guys. Do you know how many views we got last week?
How many, Doug?
250,000.
Thank you.
If I got a penny for all that, I'd have like, is that like $100?
Can you count that high?
$250? I don't know. Anyway, that's because of you guys. We're not going to let you down.
Thank
we
you.
Love you guys. We're trying really hard here to give back to the Yanni community.
Yes.
So let's jump right in it.
Well, we have our sponsors.
Oh, wait. Before we have our sponsors.
We don't have our sponsors.
I'm going to tell you. We have Yacht Industry News. But stick around towards the end for Crew Corner because we're going to talk about what happens if the charter's not going great.
You've all been there.
We've all been there. So check it out. All right. Go ahead.
Now going to our sponsors.
Marine Data Solutions. I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And let me tell you something else about Marine Data Solutions. Their new factory is pumping out data like you would not believe. These guys are awesome.
Yes.
Trust me. If you're watching us, you better be on Marine Data Solutions. And?
Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
What does Salty Rags do for us?
They keep us looking fly and customized gear for our boat.
They make her look fly. I don't look fly. I look like the old guy. All right? But
you
don't forget,
the
they do crew uniforms, linens.
Yep. Swag.
Money bags.
Linens.
Body bags.
Towels.
Extortion. Papers, stuff like that.
All
I don't know. All that other. And we got another sponsor. Who is that?
We do. Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy.
Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy. Let me tell you something about Savvy. They're pretty savvy, these guys. Okay? Because they are the only yacht academy in Fort Lauderdale, I think probably in the United States, that will take you in and show you the ropes. Now, I'm not talking about one of these 5-day shake and bake deals where they get your check and off you go. All right? I'm talking about you're going to walk out of there with something real. And when you have that certificate, you're going to get the job. They finance, too. And you don't have to pay until after you get the job, like a month later, because you're going to get one. Check them out. I can't believe it. These guys are awesome.
They're smart.
All right. Next.
Well, Yacht Industry News.
Yacht Industry News. Do it, Georgia. Okay, gang. What do we have in Yacht Industry News?
The British Virgin Islands.
The British Virgin Islands.
Has seized 184 charter boats.
They have seized?
Seized.
Okay, 184 boats got detained. That means 184 cruises, vacations got. All right,
done.
Why did they get detained?
Because they had lots of violations, including chartering without commercial licenses and cruising permits, making false declarations to custom officers, and for not meeting safety requirements. Hello?
Listen.
Kind of important.
They were working with these companies for months, and apparently they ignored it. So now they got huge fines. I think the Maureen's got $300,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Dream Yacht's got $100,000. And Captain Compass, I don't know that
55,000.
Look, gang, I cruised the BVIs and USVIs in the Caribbean for 10 seasons. There were times when the way I cleared into the British Virgin Islands at West End was I go to the bar because we came in late, you know, and the guy would be sitting right next to me. Oh, come on in the morning. That was it. That's all over. You better have all your paperwork ready or, you know, you're going to show up for a charter and they're going to go, nope, out you go. All right.
So be on top of it.
Be on top of it. Next.
Well, we have an inspiring story of a soldier rowing from Portugal to South Florida.
A tiny speck in the Atlantic. Jack Jarvis is rowing unsupported from Europe to North America and he's trying to do it in 100 days.
A Ukrainian soldier?
No.
Oh. What?
Jack Jarvis, a British soldier.
British?
British, eh?
Oh, very proper.
Yes.
So, where did he row from?
He started in Portugal on December 21st, 2021. It took 111 days to complete the 4,500 nautical mile.
Was he trying to get away from his wife?
Maybe.
Okay, 111 days in the Atlantic Ocean rowing. And this is a world record because it's been done before, but the other ones had vessel assists, you know, support vessels, they would get towed in really bad weather. This guy did it all by himself. So this is a very big first. And where did he end up?
He ended up in Stewart.
Now, we all know when you have a B1, B2 visa and you're arriving by water, it's a crapshoot what, you know, how many days you get before you have to leave. He got two. They had to leave immediately. Not kidding.
So bad.
No, no. What was the first thing he did when he got here?
He enjoyed a nice big American hamburger.
Jesus, Louise, after a 7-day,
American can you get
after a 7-day charter, that's what I'm doing. 111 days. No, thank you.
He had that many days of packets of
food.
How did
he power the TV? I don't understand. Okay, next.
Finland detained 21 yachts at once just in case they belong to Russian billionaires. Just because.
Just because.
Just because they could be owned by them.
Finland basically detained 21 yachts because they feel like they're Russian. Mm-hmm. So they picked a whole bunch. That looks Russian.
Judging by the books by
the cover. They detained them all, and they're trying to sort it out. I don't know if that's legal, but it's a government.
They're going hard.
It's a whole country. What can you do? I don't know. All right, next.
Just that, apparently.
Don't go to Finland. All right, next.
If you're Russian, vote.
Yeah, if you're Russian, don't go to Finland.
Nope. All right. There are now efforts underway to free a cargo ship that ran aground in the Chesapeake Bay.
No, you mean Suez Canal.
No, that was last year in 2021.
So this is a different one?
This is a different one, owned by the same company.
Owned by the same company?
Yep. Okay, Ever Forward is stuck now.
What's the name of this one?
Ever Forward.
Wait, a boat called Ever Forward stopped?
Stuck. Ever
okay.
Stuck?
Stuck. It draws 41 feet, ran out of the channel, out of Baltimore, and is now stuck in 21 feet of water.
Stuck.
It's going to become a tourist attraction. It's going to be there for months. If you're in a boat, go check it out. Wave. I mean, there's like 1,100 containers on there that aren't getting anywhere soon. You know, hopefully there's no livestock or anything.
Imagine if you ship your car over to Europe
because you're transferred over there, and your car will be here in a year.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Lose your car for a year.
I don't know. I think this company probably should look over its practices because this is two ships: Evergreen, Suez Canal,
Ever Given,
yep. Suez Canal, Ever Forward.
And Ever Forward.
Yeah.
Not
weird.
Moving forward.
Strange.
Right now. Hopefully soon.
All right, next.
Well, we have Russian crew aboard a super yacht, possibly linked to Putin. They're all leaving their jobs.
Listen, everybody's jumping to conclusions here.
Yeah.
There's no proof that these crew members are linked to President Putin, or this is President Putin's $700 million yacht. Let's be real, people. How could a president of a country own a $700 million yacht? It's just, it doesn't make sense. Okay, and just because they're Russian on this boat doesn't mean that it's Putin's yacht. Yes. Okay, there was one British guy and 35 Russian crew members.
All linked to the government.
Okay, yes, all the Russian people belong to a special organization that was put in place by the government to protect the president.
There's no way it could be his.
Kind of like our Secret Service. So basically, these were the equivalent of the U.S. Secret Service serving on this yacht. But that doesn't mean that they're linked to Putin. Maybe they're there to protect somebody.
The British captain, of course.
They are the special guard that protects the president. I don't know. Scheherazade's the name of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's Putin's yacht.
And it's supplied by Russian suppliers. So
I'll tell you what, if I was that British guy, I'd be like, screw this, get off this boat. I mean, this is... All right, next.
We're good because potentially it's been seized by Italians.
They're detaining it. They didn't say it was seized. Okay, they're basically not letting it fuel, and they put a border around it, and there's no way it can move. But it's not being seized. It's being detained. Apparently, it could leave anytime it wants if it could jump over this huge iron gate. Okay, next.
We'll see how that works.
Yeah,
next. Sanctions continue to keep Russian-owned yachts on the run.
We're not going to go through all that because it's all over
everywhere.
The news.
Even
the big networks are talking about yachts. Mm-hmm. Let's get the yachts. Okay. But
bounty hunters.
You know what's going to happen? Yes, boat bounty hunters. $5 million if you find one. Gives me an idea.
Ooh.
All right, but basically, even if they're not sanctioned, a lot of places are saying, well, we're not going to fuel you, we're not going to provision you, and we're not going to let you leave, you know, because some of these big yachts need pilots. So, you know.
Good luck.
All right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, next.
Ooh, we have shout outs to our bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders.
Shout out.
Go ahead, Georgia. Okay, give me some bottom feeders.
Well, we have Kevin Gale from Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Cold up in Sydney, Nova Scotia, I'm sure. Kevin Gale is a commercial fisherman. He's a good guy. And, you know, I think someday he wants to get into yachting. But in the meantime, he's the one bringing all the scallops and the cod and other stuff that you get out in the ocean. He's the guy on those little fishing boats that are going up and down 40-foot waves. And you're getting the shit kicked out of them all the time. So good for you, and thanks for watching,
yes,
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, next.
We have Captain Andrew from Hawks Channel.
Captain Andrew actually gave us a shout out on the radio when we were going down to the Keys. He was coming back. So right back at you, Captain Andrew. Big shout out to you. And
thank you very much. And Aubrey.
Aubrey, we don't know where you're from, Aubrey. We didn't pick that up, but thanks for watching the show. We really appreciate it. We have a whole bunch more bottom feeders, but I mean, I'm just...
Keep the love notes coming.
I know,
we
but it's hard
it.
To keep up. So we'll
it
just
is.
Keep it to the three today. Okay,
we
next.
Will.
Somebody's got to be sponsoring Crew Corner. Who's that?
Well, we have Crew Haven.
Crew Haven, what do they do?
They provide housing for the crew close by to LMC and Savvy Maritime.
Wait. They provide housing for crew? Why did they come up with the name Crew Haven? Listen, if you're at Lauderdale Marine Center, I get it. if you're at Lauderdale Marine Center, they're like right in the neighborhood. Yep. Savvy's right in the neighborhood too. So get off the boat. You know what?
Y'all want to escape those
You guys are going like this all the time. Your room's always moving. Go stay in a house. Give the captain the big room with the bathroom. You guys can have the rest. Get rest like the guests. There's a pool. There's laundry. There's internet. The walls won't move. It's not going to shake and rattle and roll. Enjoy your time off in the yard.
Yes.
All right? And don't forget, you want monkeys with tuxedos. You want gold Rolls Royces to pick you up. You want bouncy houses, clowns. Jamie can do it all.
Everything.
Absolutely. I think I saw a giraffe in the backyard the other day. Some people are having fun.
Well, this week in Crew Corner, we were talking about how to handle a charter when it's not going quite as planned.
Obviously, kick them off the boat.
Obviously.
You're the captain. Stand up and go, I'm the captain. It's my way or the highway. If you don't like it, get the F off.
Bye.
No, that's not the way. And let me tell you something
better
else.
Better options.
Y'all under contract. You can't kick anybody off. If anybody can get kicked off, you can get kicked off.
There you go.
All right? There's a lot of money in play here. Now, you could have the greatest operation on the planet.
Rockstar crew.
Rockstar. You don't want rockstar crew, by the way. Rockstars have a tendency of blowing up places, you know, like destroying hotel rooms, drinking all night, smoking
Not
all day.
Everyone.
Rockstars are bad for crew. But anyway, you can have a really good program, and things could hit you sideways.
That's true.
These are boats. They move in the water. Things happen. It's not like a hotel sitting on the beach. The odds of a hotel dragging anchor in the middle of the night are very, very low. Really low. So, what do you do when the trip's not going well and you can feel it as a captain or as a crew?
Mm-hmm. You've all been there.
All right, let me say this. What could be some of the reasons? Well, we're on charter right now, and we're having one of those trips because of bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to go from Lauderdale to Key West and back to Lauderdale in 7 days. We had bad weather. We got stuck for one, and even though we got out, the rest, even in Hawks Channel, it was not jet ski weather. It was not e-foil. Everybody likes our e-foil. They go up. It's not swimming weather. I mean, it was blowing 35 knots. It was cloudy. It was overcast. It was definitely nothing like what you see in the brochures. Like, I want to do that. Nobody was hanging out in their bikinis on the aft deck here. They were all huddled in the main salon trying to stay warm. So it can happen to you. It doesn't matter. I know this happens a lot in... I was down when I used to operate out of the Caribbean. I was stuck in St. Martin on a one-week charter for 5 days because it was too rough. It happens. Stoves break, TV shut down, especially in bad weather. Everything gets wet, stuff gets soaked. Okay, so what do you do? All right, first of all, avoid tight schedules. Okay, that's the first recipe for disaster. Now, during your preliminary phone calls, interview, or whatever you're doing, review the schedule with what they want, and then add a buffer. Add some days in for problems, even if it's nice weather. All right? So don't run such a tight schedule. Like, we had a tight schedule, and I did inform them of that, but they're like, oh, let's give it a shot. So if you have a 7-day charter and it takes 4 days to get from Lauderdale to Key West and back, and you have 1 day of bad weather, that's 5 out of the 7 days for traveling. Okay? So try and loosen that schedule up as much as you can. Really push for that. The second thing is to keep them informed.
Absolutely.
Don't just keep them down in the main salon, huddled, watching James Bond-a-thons. Just go, hey, look, you know, this is the weather. It's going to be like this for a little while. You know, we're doing the best we can. I mean, let's just say a stove breaks or something. Let's say a TV blows up or something. Just go, hey, it's TV blows up. We're doing the best we can. Get another one, but it's going to be pretty tough where we're at. We have another TV. We can probably move and make a smaller TV, but you can still watch it.
Pivot.
You know, come up with solutions. The number one thing is do not just go,
sorry.
You know, this is broken. I don't know what to do. Never do that. Always go up and go, this is the problem. I've got three solutions. Always show up with solutions.
Give them a choice.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Next. Especially with bad weather, always give it a try. Don't say, it's too rough, we're not going. I can't anchor there, it's not going to work. I can't do this. So the tender from here to there is going to be too rough. Always try, because people like to see things with their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we...
Tried.
Day one.
We tried.
And they were all on the floor in the main salon.
Sick.
And
not feeling so good.
I turned around and they're like, Thank Christ I've turned around.
Thank you.
They're not going to question my judgment now. But most importantly, people like to see for themselves.
Yes.
Because everybody's like, oh, I can handle it, and then they can't.
Let's go.
It's easy to turn around. All right? Okay. And then the last thing is, but this is most important, you need to make
concessions.
Why? Because we're in the Be Happy Charter business. Mm-hmm. All right? We're not in the, this is the parts room, and you don't have that thing you want. All right? People have this image of what they're mm-hmm. going to, how they're going to spend their weekend. If it's mm-hmm. not going the way it's going to go, you have to make sure that you understand that, mm-hmm. and you have to kind of relieve them a little. And when I say concessions, I'm not talking about, oh, I'll give you some money off this charter. Here's what I do. The weather was awful. It's not our fault. I mean, we don't control the weather, but I understand this is not the trip that you wanted. Do me a favor. Come back, visit us again for another week, and let's give us a chance to do it again. With good weather. We'll give you 10, 15, 20% off, all right? Now, what's that do? Not only does that make them really happy.
Very happy.
It's going to make them come back. Every single time I've done that, they've come back. So now, for us, instead of just $100,000 worth of charter from this guy, we've got $200,000. It's so much easier to discount that second charter 10, 15, 20% when you're working with $200,000. And it gives you an opportunity to get them back on the boat. So it turns into a win for both people. Mm-hmm. They feel better. Oh my God, they didn't have to do that. It's not their fault, the mm-hmm. weather, but they gave us a voucher for 20%. Mm-hmm. We're going back. And it's a win for us because now we have a multiple repeat, a returning customer. Mm-hmm. Some of our customers come, that's happened, and some of them are on their 8th and 9th trip. I mean, it works, gang. You're here to provide them with a really great vacation. Everything that they see in the social media and the brochures, that's
and
what they're looking for.
Shows on TV.
So if it doesn't work out, come on, give a little.
Yes.
It's actually a win-win for both people.
You got to be flexible.
I love going back to my boss going, yeah, I just got another week. All right, they have to give up a couple of bucks, big deal. They don't care. It's 2 weeks versus one crappy week. If they're not coming back if you don't do that. They're like, oh, we're going to get a bigger boat.
Can't wait to get it off.
Yeah, we'll get a bigger boat.
Yeah.
So anyway, just work with it. Remember, we are in the customer service industry, and I know in today's society that doesn't mean anything, but it means something to me, and it means something to her.
Build those relationships, absolutely.
Yes, you have to build that relationship.
Yes.
We are in a customer service business. Treat your customers right.
Yes.
Okay, and you'll do great.
Yes.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's the bottom line.
We're out.
Miami.